Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. And I am lovable. And so are you. This is Judah Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I did say love your addiction. Well, most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them. They feel powerless over them. They become sad at their effects and struggle to release them. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you, so you can now finally remember who you really are, and that is pure divine magnificence. So what if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, who you are denying yourself? I'm here today to offer you another possibility. What if you could see addictions through different eyes, loving eyes, your eyes? Because as I said earlier, you are love, you are loving, and you are lovable. Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator. And I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God. But there are many names for it, like Source, all that is, Supreme Being, Universe, Higher Power. Many have also forgotten that we're creators. Why have we created addictions? Well, why not? Here in this third dimensional world, we've chosen to learn to experience our lives through polarities, like hot and cold, night and day, male and female. And I believe we are all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of connection to our God. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it because they can't give what they don't have. And this leaves a mark on us as children, and we start thinking that there's something wrong with us. And I am here to promise you today, because I know there is no thing wrong with any of us. We're not here to tackle our feelings of inadequacy alone by ourselves. In fact, we're all sons and daughters of a benevolent Creator, and we need each other for support. My intention in this program is that you open your hearts wide, wide open, and you accept that you are good enough, important enough, and smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I doubt whether anyone listening has ever dreamed of becoming the best addict ever. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now finally remember who you really are. And today we are going to be looking at, what does love have to do with addiction recovery? Well, love plays a very important role in addiction recovery. As a matter of fact, without love, recovery is impossible. And we will be discussing the many ways of loving yourself into recovery. Because in reality, you are the writer, the director, and the actor of your life. The movie of your life, that is. So, if you have specific questions or comments, please call us at 516-453-9181, and I'll address them. Our chat room is disabled and not available today. So again, your call-in number is 516-453-9181. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life, just like I do. So let's get each other there by changing our thoughts and our beliefs and recognizing that everybody starts somewhere. So what if you made your somewhere today on this program? Now, what we're going to be talking about is, what does love have to do with addiction recovery? And we're going to be talking about people who have already made the decision to be in recovery, or those who have been in recovery for a period of time. If you are still using in an addictive way, acting in an addict way, the recovery attitudes that I'm going to share with you will probably not be working, because when you are in an active addiction, you are in that addiction because there is a major part of you that doesn't love yourself, that is afraid of who you really are, that is acting out childhood programming. So let's look at those recovery attitudes. And the first one is to be grateful. Now, it's really easy to look at all the things that are wrong in our lives, and most of us do it most of the time. And all this does is serve to depress us and keep us using, keep us in our addiction. So, if you look now at how far you've come and what is finally working well in your life because you have chosen recovery, being grateful can be really as simple as having a roof over your head. Being grateful for who you are and what you have in the here and now helps give you a healthier perspective and opens up the doors for your receiving multiple goods in your life. It also relieves stress, depression, and opens all sorts of new doors to you loving you. Okay, the second attitude, the recovery attitude that I would like to talk about that helps you to love yourself and that has to do with love and addiction recovery is making you your top priority. Many of us, women especially, have been taught to put others first. You put your children's needs, your spouse's needs, your friend's needs. You put those first, never taking a moment out for yourself. And if you keep this up, you'll soon feel really drained. And once you're drained, you have nothing left to give. You feel that recovery is hopeless, and it is in no way hopeless. And so that's why it's really important to recharge, to put yourself first. Because remember, in order to love others and be loved, you need to first love yourself, because you can't give what you don't have. So by the way, if your parents didn't have self-love, it was not possible for them to give the love to you that you knew deep down as that little infant you deserved. So love yourself first. Now, how do you do that? I'm going to offer you many other recovery attitudes. So the third thing that I want to talk about is stop the judging. Stop being critical about what you've done in the past. Everything that you have done in the past has brought you to this present moment of desiring recovery. No one is perfect, and no one comes from the perfect family. Yet many of us judge ourselves unmercifully for the slightest shortcoming that we see in ourselves. Things like, I'm too dumb, I'm too ugly, I'm too fat. And when we tell ourselves these things, they often become our reality because we focus on them. And the things that we focus on become our reality. So by focusing on yourself as your top priority, that becomes your reality. So stop pretending that you have to be perfect. Cut yourself some slack and allow yourself to stop all criticism of you. Because the criticism of you comes from you. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you. It's what you think about you. How is one way you can stop judging yourself and being critical about yourself? Well, the fourth recovery attitude is praise yourself. Stop comparing yourself to others. When you praise yourself, you build your self-esteem and you nurture any feelings of low self-worth. Criticism tears you down and can leave you feeling demoralized. And when you belittle yourself, you destroy hope. And that can have disastrous consequences. Are you having difficulty finding something to praise yourself about? Well, could you start with some small things? Accept compliments from others? And don't respond with, oh, that was nothing. That didn't really matter. Right now, you can go to the mirror and you can find one thing that you see about yourself that you really like and offer yourself praise. Something like, oh, my eyes are so beautiful. Or, wow, it's like I have a good hair day every single day. Now, I'm talking about physical characteristics, but I'm sure that you can find many things about yourself that help you to love who you are. And that takes us to taking care of your body. And many people turn to alcohol and drugs and smoking and overeating in an effort to stop or numb the emotional pain that we're feeling about ourselves. And yeah, this may work in the short term, but over the long haul, it only serves to make your life worse instead of better. How do you take care of your body? Well, first of all, when you've chosen recovery, one of the best things you can do is detox your body, because you have emotional crap in your body and you've got physical things that you've done to your body if you have been addicted to drugs or alcohol. By eating a well-balanced diet, and that does not mean dropping into fast food restaurants, by exercising, by keeping clean, and by getting enough sleep, you take care of your body. And by doing that, your health improves, and so does your mental and emotional outlook. And here's another really important recovery attitude that helps you to love yourself even more and more. Please stop scaring yourself. So many people let their negative thoughts spiral out of control, and they think and obsess over the worst possible scenarios, like, I'll never make it, recovery is too hard, I don't have anybody that I can rely on. Or you might actually have a stomach ache and immediately think you've got cancer. All of those fears, they paralyze you, and they cause you to act really crazy under appropriate circumstances. When you feel scared, because you're the one scaring you, stop for a moment, take some deep breaths, and then replace all of those negative thoughts, those fearful thoughts, with positive thoughts. And you can do that very easily. You can replace them by creating a beautiful sunrise, a bouquet of flowers, or your favorite place on the planet to go and relax. And if you do this every time you find yourself being scared and feeling out of control, you are going to eventually succeed in your recovery. You have all of the things that you need deep within you. You have just buried those thoughts and emotions in your addictive behaviors. Recovery attitude number 7. Become your own best friend. Because you know what? You take you wherever you go. One of the actual truths in life is that you go to bed with yourself and you wake up with yourself every day, even if there's someone else in bed with you. So it's in your own best interest to love you. You know yourself better than anyone else. You know what makes you laugh. You know what makes you cry. So who is better to be your best friend but you? Be your own best friend. And the eighth recovery attitude that leads to love of self is accept yourself exactly where you are. You may not like it, but liking and accepting are two different things. So no matter how negative your current situation may be, as a result maybe of your addiction, there are opportunities for growth and improvement and advancement. You may be in the middle of a horrible divorce. You may be ill. You may be homeless. You may be unemployed. All of those things can be considered negative. But if you find the jewel in all of those, and remember that nothing is forever here on this planet, your circumstances will change. It's you who has to change the negative thoughts that are floating in your head. And if you're like most people, you've got tons of negative tapes and thoughts that play over and over in your mind. Perhaps you had a parent or a teacher or a neighbor that was overly critical of you, and their comments are stuck in your brain. Or you see yourself as a failure. Well, please don't worry, you're not alone. Many people have insecurities and doubts. The secret is stop focusing on them. Instead, focus on your strengths and what you want to accomplish. And I'll take that back to the first recovery attitude of being grateful. Be grateful that you are now have made the decision to be healthy. Once you make that intention, you will find wonderful ways of promoting loving yourself. And I know that you've heard the statement, birds of a feather stick together. And that's really kind of true, in the way that when you surround yourself with healthy, loving people, it makes it easier for you to love you. When you're involved in an addiction, you are friends and you surround yourself with other people who are involved in addictions. Addicts associate with other addicts. If you're into drugs and alcohol, you buy drugs from each other and you share paraphernalia. No matter what the addiction is, and it doesn't have to be as dramatic as drugs or alcohol. It can be a shopping addiction, a sex addiction. There are tons of different addictions. Now, Bruce Lee once said, quote, "Simplicity is the key to brilliance." And when you choose recovery, you choose brilliance. You choose to shine. Now, I'm wondering, have you ever tried to concentrate when you have a toothache? Well, addiction is the same way. Have you ever really tried to concentrate on the good things in your life when you're addicted? It becomes impossible. So one way that really, really helps in learning to love yourself is meditating. Because meditation releases tension and the stressors that build up every day in our lives. It opens us up to our creativity, where we can really express ourselves. It slows our heart rate and helps us in long-term health. Meditation helps us gain control of our emotions, negative thoughts, criticism, and guilt. And guilt is another thing that is such a low vibration. We are not going to concentrate on that in this show, but please know that you need to let go of your guilt. Meditation helps you nurture better relationships, helps you with greater communication, and helps you think more clearly and make your contribution to the world. We are all here to contribute to the world, to help change this place. So, I'm going to ask you, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? The magnificence that you truly are. And you can find out more answers and reach me and my books at www.beingrecovered.net. BEINGRECOVERED.net. I'm wondering, what if you now started believing that your recovery could be simple and easy? And what if you now started believing that you are important enough, good enough, beautiful enough, and smart enough? Please step into the love that you truly are and become responsible for that love. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Recovery is easy, and that is true. And again, if you need more information on that, go to my website. This is Jude Albright saying, please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, beautiful, powerful, wonderful you. And with that, I send you loads of love. Bye for now. And stay beautiful.